Hi there. Is this Felipe?
Yeah.
Hi, Felipe. It's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. Happy Monday to you. How's your day going?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Well, I got your email, of course, only today because we are closed on the weekend, but I did want to follow up with you and see if we can take a few minutes to get everything set up here and then schedule your follow-up call with our technician.
Yeah, so my question is, I don't host my website. Another company hosts my website.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So how would
you... But you like the website, right? You want to keep the website?
Sure. Yeah, I like the website, yeah. Cost me a pretty penny to get that one, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like the website too. So, of course, are they doing anything currently at this point other than hosting your website?
No, because you gave me a better deal. That's why I didn't go with them.
Gotcha. But they are still hosting your website.
I didn't pay them last month, so I guess they're not even hosting it right now because I haven't paid them.
It's still up. It's still up and active.
It's still there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they, you know, you paid them. They built a great website. We don't have access to make any changes to this website, but we would link your website to everything that we create so people will see this website. So, of course, you would want to continue to pay the hosting of this website, but nothing else, right? I mean, they did a great job with this website, and we'll make sure that people see it. I look at websites all day, and I kid you not, I don't know what you paid for it, but you have a great looking website. Very detailed information, everything anyone would want to see when they're looking at a website. So we just got to get this website in front of more eyes. And then as far as your client interview goes, like I said, this is going to take about a half an hour or so. We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half an hour. I could still get you in. Let me check and see what our calendar looks like.
You know, tomorrow would be probably be best.
Tomorrow would be better than today? Okay.
Only because half my phone is cracked. I can't even see half my phone, dude. So when you called me, I don't know who it was. I just answered the phone.
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting for my new phone to come in today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So as long as you can talk to us, and I completely, yeah. I mean, if you wanted to do today, you don't have to be in front of a computer or anything like that. It's just kind of basic questions about your business, you know, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, et cetera, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, okay. Job one, all of that stuff. So like I tell people all the time, you don't have to be in front of a computer, so you don't have to use your phone for anything other than the conversation itself. So if you are available today, we can still do it today. If you do truly believe that tomorrow would be better for you, we can do that too. But just so you know, we're not really sending you anything that you're going to need to access on the phone call. I never did confirm with you though, but correct me if I'm wrong. Your business is 100% service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's
no
physical address. Gotcha.
No, I'm always going to the clients.
Yeah, of course. And Google expects it to be that way. Most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck. Even if you had like a shop where you did your paperwork or, you know, something like that. If customers don't come to you, Google's not going to want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door anymore.
No, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I do need to read what's called a voice verification because we are Google partners. It's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that fixed flat rate of just $349, that the rate will never go up on you, that it is an exact amount, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Felipe, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Lozano Plumbing Company.
Okay, with the CO period, that's how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Felipe Lozano, CEO.
Okay. And then, Mr. Lozano, as the CEO of Lozano Plumbing Company, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Felipe, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are in fact able to reach out and contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Felipe, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is, of course, all the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Lozano, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Felipe, that's fair enough, right?
That's fair.
Perfect. Now, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, that flat rate, no setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 19th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $349.00. Felipe, that $349 is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $349, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. Mr. Lozano, we do offer our services completely at will on a month-to-month basis, which means no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Felipe, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Lozano, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Felipe, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does actually conclude the voice verification. And then for that first month's payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I think I have my, let's see. Visa.
The Visa card. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's both.
It's both. For you, is it just first and last, or is there any middle initial there?
It's first and last.
First and last. And you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Mr. Lozano, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Hold on real quick. Sorry about that. Hold on.
No problem. Ooh. What happened there?